It's working? So this wonderful asifa, this dinner of Tolos Yeshurin. The way I understand, there are many of you that are already tired from the long day of lectures, and another lecture, and another lecture. Some people are a little bit shorter, some people are a little bit longer, but a lecture is a lecture, let's face it. And another speaker and another speaker, you know, sometimes gets very tiring. You know, they say the story where there was once a speaker at a wedding that he was taking a little bit too long. The speech was getting a little bit dreary, a little stretched out. And people have to go to work the next day. They can't stay till the end of the speech. So slowly, you know, the guests started to leave. And then the family started to leave. We're talking about 2 o'clock in the morning and the speaker is still speaking in all his vibrance. And a matter of fact, the Chazan Kala left. And the place emptied. You know, the caterer started closing the lights. And the finish, you know, the speaker finally finishes. And he says, you should all be Zaycha for Mashiach. Said, Kainu, Bimheri, Menu, Amen. And he looks around. And the hall is empty. There's nobody there. And he notices there's one fellow on the head table. And he walks over to him. He says to him, like, what are you doing here? How come, you know, everybody left? What about you? He says, I'm the next speaker. So he had to stick around. But I say, you know, this is the feeling. Another speaker and the next speaker. We are starting fresh. We push the delete button. Everything till now is passed, and now we're starting a new program, the program of the dinner. This is a very, very special program. I would like to tell you how Tolos Yeshurin does such a remarkable job in America. To, you know, for the Russian-speaking people, the Jewish people that speak Russian, that come from Russia, and to give them that chizuk, to give them that strength, it's unbelievable. In Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more. It's much more in Eretz Yisrael. Where they work with every person that's coming from Russia and is interested to know the Torah, and they give him a partner to learn with, and they bring him closer and closer to Yiddishkeit, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And if Reb Yitzchak Zilber Zeicher Tzadik Livracha were here, and he was to see the work of Tolos Yeshurin, unbelievable. His happiness would know no end, his happiness. Reb Yitzchak Zilber was a person he only knew from giving. There was no such thing as himself. There was no me. There was no I. There was no self. It was only, what can I do for you? How can I help you? This was Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber. But we do have Rabbi Nsiyan Zilber, should be healthy and well, who is the leader of Tolos Yeshurin of today, and would like to call upon Rabbi Nsiyan to come up and address this wonderful audience.